For over 78 years, our family's been part of your love stories. At Diamond Seller, we offer bigger diamonds, better prices, and timeless designs for every chapter of your life. From your first yes to your forever I do, trust the jeweler who knows diamonds best. Visit Diamond Seller today.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and COVA Insurance, and by Papa John's. Now here's your host, Tim Hall.
And it is so good to be back here again on another week with all of you fine Buckeye fans. We got a great two-hour show coming up here. I know I'm going to sound like Conan O'Brien now. I say that every single week, but this week it's true. I'm serious. I get to catch up with my good buddy who you have heard on this same network, me and Brandon Beam, sometimes late into the night, into the wee hours of the morning. We'll also sometimes get our friend Michael Bennett, the former defensive tackle at Ohio State, because he's the one guy that we can go to that would always come on with us at like 1:30 in the morning after those 8 p.m. kickoffs. Brandon does Buckeye football postgame with us here on the network, and he's also a fine host on the flagship station on the Fan in Columbus. He's going to be the first guest up today, about 6:25. Then we're going to have a linebacker whom I love, and I know you love him too, Joshua Perry, old number 37. He's doing great stuff these days. Fine work on the Big Ten Network. He'll be with us. We'll talk baseball with Greg Beals. How about the Buckeyes, right? How about the baseball team getting out there, taking advantage of the unbelievable weather, being at home at Bill Davis Stadium, and sweeping out, at the time, the best team in the league. And I believe Indiana, the last time we played baseball, they were the champs. Of course, the Buckeyes, they got hot and won the Big Ten tournament and still got into the NCAA, but that was awesome. So, you know, Beals, you're going to catch him on a good mood. So that's great. Second hour, Stephen Means from the Plain Dealer. He covers Buckeye football. He's also very, very dialed in to everything that's going on the trail. So we're going to have him for that segment. We'll catch up with things, the four and the five-star recruits that the Buckeyes are looking at right now as things are shaping to open back up when the month hits June here. So that's going to be big for Ohio State and some other programs too. But with the way that the Bucks recruit, you know there's going to be some big things quickly coming right after that. And then a couple more of our network guys, Matt Andrews, all about the Buckeyes. He's your voice of the baseball team right now. So I know he's got to be in a really good mood, too, giving out some great calls. We had the walk-off win yesterday, the hit from DiCenzo. Matty A had a great call right there. Maybe we'll try to dial that up for you at some point through the 2 hours. And also Skip Mossick with the dance party. Skip actually told me. So he's cooking up some storytelling for you. He said he's got Roy Williams tales. Now, I know that's not Buckeyes, but who cares? That's great stuff. You talk about news of the day, and everything's intertwined. Ohio State, they got to experience Chapel Hill. And to me, that was one of the most fun 2 hours I've experienced in the last decade or so of watching this team play. Because we're almost sitting on a decade since Ohio State was making deep runs into the NCAA tournament. And I know, like, that's next thing on the list, and that's going to happen for these guys, and I can't wait for it. But, yeah, that game in Chapel Hill, and so what that North Carolina didn't turn out to be any good that year? People have said that to me all the time. It's irrelevant. What mattered is that you went in there, and you waxed them. You gave them a historic loss at the Dean Dome. If you weren't as prepared to play as you were that night, it wouldn't have happened. It did, so enjoy it. That one's going to stand forever. That was just a fun night. I don't know what else to call it. It was early in the season, so both teams at the time, they were rated a certain way. They were pretty good basketball teams, and North Carolina had, why am I blanking on their stud player? Anthony Cole, that's right. Anthony Cole was their stud player. He was in. I think they were missing one of their big guys, but still. And so Hubert Davis, they stay with the bench coach there. I'm actually surprised to see how long Hubert Davis had been the assistant coach for Roy Williams. He had been there since 2012. Felt like he just showed up, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, But it's been a while since that college hoops team at ESPN switched, when it was always Digger Phelps with the tie and the matching highlighter and Hubert Davis and all those guys. So congrats to him. I had some thoughts on it at the beginning stages of this coaching hire or this search, which did not take a long time. Tells you they knew what they were going to do. Chris Holtman's name was starting to surface, and we almost don't need to go down that road because here we are, and we didn't even get through the day, and it's not Chris Holtman. The reports were that he was maybe going to talk to them today, but it didn't happen. They stayed in-house like everybody thought. And it's Hubert Davis's gig. So congrats to him. All right. Hey, the 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. You can join Urban and Shelley Meyer plus some former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale, June 16th through the 20th. Just call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book today. We got to get started on our jam-packed first hour. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Coach Ryan Day. It's our spring football sound off. We got a lot to talk about there as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
Roundtable presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Hope you're having a lovely Monday. Wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate it. Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. You can use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com and save $2 on any order over $20. And your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Our thanks to Papa John's for catering tonight's show. As always, you can hit them up at PapaJohns.com.
It's time now for Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio State football spring sound-off.
By the way, back there where I was looking for that top-notch North Carolina basketball player that was on the team that Ohio State beat, I reversed it. It's Cole Anthony, not Anthony Cole. So thanks, guys, on social media there. I appreciate the assist right there. Staying with a little Buckeye football / college basketball. It's actually the first question that Ryan Day received. I love when things sort of cross like this into different realms with our coaches, especially it being springtime. We don't necessarily need to hit them with hardcore football questions right now. Spring football is going to be what it is. You're going to have some injuries. The more important thing, especially with this quarterback battle, is going to be in the weeks building up to the season in the fall. Like, that's where this thing is going to go. But you may have heard by now about Jalen Suggs. If you didn't know this, I mean, an all-time level game in the Final Four on Saturday with the Suggs buzzer beater. It wasn't a prayer. He lined it up, shot it, and made it. He drilled it with the bank in. Bill Raftery getting a call with a little kiss. I mean, it was everything about it was great. So he was a big-time quarterback prospect. He was a decent-sized quarterback prospect. But if you didn't know, he had an offer from Ohio State. And Ryan Day did spend some time with him. So he was asked about seeing the buzzer beater and recruiting Jalen Suggs.
I did. Unbelievable. What a game and what a shot. And really happy for him. Spent a lot of time recruiting Jalen.
he came to our camp and had a conversation with he and his family and friends and just said, you know, I'll do the best I can to get a great evaluation of, you know, how we project him out in football. And as a quarterback, we thought he was really athletic, and told his family that I thought he could be a really good quarterback, but if he's as good as they say he is in basketball, that probably would be his best avenue to take. And glad to see it all worked out for him. He's a great young man.
Did he visit here?
He did. Yeah, he came for camp and spent a day on the field with him, and it was great.
It's unbelievable. And you did see what his recruiting rankings were. He was somewhere outside the top 350 as a football recruit nationally. And he was a three-star guy as a QB, and he was just all everything basketball. And you kind of heard it there with Ryan Day. Think he made the right choice. I mean, you look what he is. He's going to be a lottery pick, for goodness sakes. He can get to the money earlier with the way that basketball is set up. One-and-done guy. He is sensational. He's just got it. You can tell he could score a lot more points if he needed to, but that's not what that Gonzaga team needs from him. So here's Ryan Day breaking down what everyone wants to know about the quarterback race thus far.
Yeah, no, we're just rotating the quarterbacks. It changes every day, and splitting up the reps the best we can. They've done a decent job of learning each day, so I think that's been a positive. Their lack of reps is just, it's hard. They need so many reps of everything. The good news is they're very eager to learn. They're taking good notes. They are all getting better in their own way. So that's all been a positive. I wish we had 18 months to get them ready, but we don't. So the rush is on, but so far, so good.
And no separation yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Nope. You knew that was there. You can see where this is going in springtime, right? You're not going to get Ryan Day to show his cards, but the game will be really interesting. Like maybe never before or in a long time has an Ohio State spring football game that's going to get national TV coverage and that exposure. And right here on the network, we'll be calling it. I love hearing Paul and Jim. Sometimes they're switching jerseys. It's hard to do. It's sort of a talk show mixed into a football game. It's great. We can't wait to see what unfolds. Here's Ryan Day talking about reviewing tape from their recent scrimmage and what it's showing him.
Nothing more than just the overall, like, man, we got to play more football. And there was some good things out there, but it's like, it just, you don't have Tuck Borland or Pete Werner or Baron Browning. You don't have Justin Fields. You miss these Luke Farrell. You miss these guys that you just counted on. And now you have some of these younger guys that haven't done it and really didn't get a chance to play much over the last year. So, you know, the rush is on to get them ready. And again, not that it was bad. It's just they haven't played very much. So they just need a lot of reps.
And this is where Ohio State's coaches make their money, right? When you lose big players like that, and you've had, the good thing is every other football program with time not on the field and time not spent practicing is going through the exact same thing. So you rely on what you did on the trail and how you recruited, and not just the talent that these kids have, but the attitude and the work ethic as well, because you can trust a little bit more of what they've been doing on their own time. Here's another one of those young guys that's going to be stepping up. I like hearing this. We'll finish it with this one for right now. Ryan Day talking up a guy named Craig Young, really good looking player, and the work he's been putting in at safety.
I think that Craig has had a really good spring so far. I think he's finding a role that he feels more comfortable with, his ability to come into the box, but then also line up at safety. He can do multiple things there, and that's exciting for us because he can cover, he can play in the box, he can be physical, he can blitz. So, you know, he and Ronnie Hickman, Ryan Batch, Court Williams, those are all guys in that position that we think have a chance to do that this year.
Love to hear things, good things about a guy like a Craig Young who came in really athletic, right? Good height. He's put on some pounds, but he certainly has that build, not being like one of those 245, 250 type guys to play linebacker. You talk about the bolt position or safety. 6'4". He's a three-star recruit out of Fort Wayne, and now he's got a chance to do some things for this football team this year. We're going to keep talking Buckeyes and spring ball with my friend Brandon Beam from 97.1 The Fan. He's also your Buckeye football post-game show host along with me. That's next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
It is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Timmy Hall here. Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. All right, and we're talking more Buckeyes with my pal Brandon Beam. He works for our flagship Morning Juice host, 97.1 The Fan. You also know him from this network. He has done Buckeye basketball, and he's your current host, co-host, along with me, for Buckeye football postgame. Brandon, we're just rolling through spring football, man. It's just like days on a calendar. They just turn by. We're waiting for that spring football game to maybe see what these quarterbacks look like. I don't even know if we're going to get an answer on that front, but how you doing, man?
Good, Timmy. Yeah, good to talk to you, man. I feel like it's been a while. We're inching our way towards golf season, which is great. Got it around this past weekend, so that was nice.
We're in that week, man.
Yes, we are. We're in Masters Week as well. Maybe a little outside TV watching for me this weekend as well. So it's going to be a good one, man. I'm excited about it. But you're right. You know, spring football, it's rolling around. We'll see what's going to happen with this quarterback position. It's obviously thing number one for the Buckeyes, right, on the agenda to find out the strong footing between C.J. Stroud and Jack Miller and Kyle McCord, which is going to be your guy. Now, we're not going to get an answer, obviously, in the springtime, but you want to have a good foothold and you want to have a good idea if you're Ryan Day and this coaching staff as to who's going to be your main signal caller for 2021. So most pressing need, obviously that, but there's tons of storylines with this team.
Yeah, there are. What are some of those other storylines? We got to hear from Ryan Day in the last segment, and he kind of stopped on a few of the linebacker names that aren't in this program now when he was going over that scrimmage film. Just the things that really pop off the page. Linebackers that you have to replace. The secondary, of course, is a big one that all of the fans really, really felt heavily, especially in that Indiana game and then at the very end against Alabama. But those are just two of the position groups. Who are some of the guys that you're really going to miss from this football team, Beam?
Yeah, I think, last year you look at what was happening, on the offensive line, and I think the offensive line is going to be great, this year. We like to call them dude movers, right? Like these guys
who make
Jim Lachey smile ear to ear on the broadcast, and you could just hear his voice on the microphone, like when Wyatt Davis pushes someone 15 yards down the field and gets a pancake. So, I'm starting with these guys up front, Timmy. I think Wyatt Davis, Josh Myers for sure are going to be two of the guys who you're looking at and you're certainly going to miss on the offensive line. Nicholas Petit-Frere coming back is huge. Thayer Munford as well. What those guys are going to do. Some of the best, exterior tackles in all of college football last year, not allowing Justin Fields to really get any pressure on him at all. So I think rebuilding the offensive line is important. It was such a tough year for Sean Wade, with everything that was happening. And I know he delayed his pro day, but, you have to wonder, if he didn't make that move to outside cornerback and wasn't on those islands, where he could be at if he stayed at the slot corner position. I think Sean Wade is one heck of a football player. I'm going to miss him. I think he's going to be great at the next level. I understand that a lot of Buckeye fans certainly didn't have the year that you were hoping that he was going to have. He's the guy I'm going to miss. And then Trey Sermon, you know, a guy was shot out of a cannon. It took him a while to find his footing in the Big Ten, and then the Northwestern game, and then the Clemson game, and unfortunately goes out the first play of scrimmage against Alabama. I think running back is an extremely interesting position. I know Master Teague is leading the way in spring ball right now. Mayan Williams, I mean, just running with a chip on his shoulder at the end of last year was great to see. Marcus Crowley finally getting healthy. And then Travion Henderson and Evan Pryor, man, what are they going to do this year as true freshmen? There's a lot of questions about this team, no doubt, Timmy. But I think, you know, it's Ohio State football. You know, they don't rebuild, they reload, and they're certainly doing that for 2021.
How much, and we're talking with Brandon Beam here, how much of this 2021 season are you going to enjoy watching Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave just pile up statistics, right? And they'll get to do it in a normal year because the stats, you really just can look at the averages for the 2020 season because they didn't get the number of games. But here, hopefully the Buckeyes could be going the distance and playing in 15 football games and seeing those two receivers one more trip around the sun wearing Ohio State uniforms. That's going to be fun for whichever quarterback ultimately wins this gig.
Yeah, no doubt. I keep going back to this point, you know, talking in the offseason. Like, Chris Olave is not coming back to Ohio State if he doesn't know that there's an absolute dude at the quarterback position. You know, like, I just keep going back to the well on that. And so all the meantimes, like, we have, you know, these quarterback questions and concerns, and Ryan Day obviously knows what he's doing at the quarterback position. I think that's the biggest indicator, and you're right. Just getting to see a regular 12-game season, one, I think is going to be the biggest thing for Buckeye fans, right? You had such a truncated year last year. Yeah, it was good to see the team on the field, but you didn't know, excuse me, on a week-in, week-out basis, what was going to happen for this team. And so, yeah, man, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams as well. This has been my guy for a couple of years, Tim, and he's been, I mean, rightfully, you know, outshined by Garrett Wilson, because when he came on at Ohio State as a true freshman, like, boy, is this guy going to be good. Everything you're hearing about Jameson Williams, lockdown, third receiver, what is he going to produce? Like, this dude could be an absolute game breaker, but those two guys you mentioned, Chris Olave, yeah, Garrett Wilson, the best wide receiver tandem in all of college football.
And then the other thing, Beam, that you would think about is not just the quarterback, but you mentioned all those wide receivers. Olave coming back, he probably not only trusts the talent of the quarterback who's going to win the job because he thinks all of them are immensely talented, but still having that other super talented wide receiver on the other side of the field to take some pressure off, and also loving what Jeremy Ruckert is going to do as a pass catching tight end to,
and G Scott Jr. this week.
Yeah. Who's getting some reps at the tight end position, which is interesting. Demario McCall getting some reps at defensive back as well. And you got to remember, Julian Fleming is still here. He wasn't just one of the best wide receiver recruits. He was one of the best recruits ever that Ohio State ever signed, if you look at the rating number. So he's going to have to start getting some run here soon. I do want to ask you, Beam, if shift into basketball real quick.
Yeah.
What did you think of the noise that was going on with Chris Holtmann to North Carolina here to start the week? Awfully interesting, right?
Yeah, when Roy, you know, announced his retirement on April Fool's Day, of all things, right? You're like, okay, well, is this real? Is it not? The first thing that popped into my mind when the North Carolina job came open, I was like, you keep your hands off the Holt, man. Keep those grimy paws away from him. Yeah, don't even talk to him. Don't look at him. Anything like that.
Don't do that.
You hear reports like, yeah, he's interviewing, or he's, you know, having discussions with North Carolina, or interviewing, or whatever it was. And then there's also reports that say he's not interviewing for the job. So I don't know. I mean, you look at the guy and what he's done in his first four seasons as Ohio State head coach, 20 wins every single season. Hard to believe what he's accomplished in just a short time. I know that it wasn't necessarily what the Buckeyes wanted this year in the NCAA tournament, but it doesn't surprise me, Tim. He's a great coach. He's going to be linked to these, you know, mega blue blood jobs when you talk about, you know, the next level for him. But he's certainly happy here in Columbus, and I hope we hang on to him for a long time.
I do too. And you also take a look at the recruiting class that's coming in. It's going to be awfully busy here in the offseason, like every college basketball offseason is going to be, starting now until the end of time with the way the transfer portal is set up. But Kalen Etzler getting some love in the All-Ohio team, and Malachi Branham on Wednesday could pull down that Mr. Basketball award. So that could be fun. Beamer, I know you're a man that's going to enjoy the golf this week at Augusta National with the Masters. So enjoy it, man, and we'll catch up down the line, all right?
All right, Timmy, sounds good. Enjoy the Masters. By the way, your guy Spieth, odds-on favorite to win. Who knows? Maybe he'll get green jacket number two.
Yeah, Beam, that was a cool story. That's crazy. You got a golfer that good, hadn't won since 2017, and he gets hot just in time for the Masters. Yeah, if you're just joining us, obviously Hubert Davis is the guy for North Carolina, and it's cool to hear Chris Holtmann thought of like this for Indiana, for North Carolina, how he is a guy on those lists now. Like, that's what he's doing. That's what he is building as a head coach, and the respect that he's getting in those circles. Hey, by the way, Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you need right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Coming up, we'll talk more Buckeye football. We'll hit the red zone. Can't wait for this. Buckeye linebacker Joshua Perry as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelly Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
Buckeye Roundtable, Red Zone.
And joining us this week on the Red Zone, we've had a lot of reporters, we've had a lot of people that cover Buckeye football talking in this segment. I don't know if we have yet had a player, but we're changing that right now. Joshua Perry is with us. Joshua, did you know that you were one of my favorite players on the national championship team before we even met? Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that warms my heart. It actually makes me feel really good because I am one of the biggest Tim Hall fans that you will find here in Central Ohio or anywhere across the country. So this is actually fantastic.
Stop it, man. I don't even know if those exist. I don't know why I keep getting gigs, but that's really nice of you. But in seriousness, the reason that I flock to guys like you, I don't know if it's because I'm getting more into my, call it mid to upper 30s now, but when I see great talent combined with great attitude in a player, that's what I really go towards. And you were a tackling machine too. What, you have close to 300 tackles in the three or so seasons that you were a key player for this defense? But I wonder how much in your own game you tried to groom your attitude and your work ethic along with just your simple skill set. I don't mean simple skill set. You know what I meant? Simply your skill set.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. like my first week on campus, Urban pulled me to the side and he didn't recruit me. I was recruited by Jim Tressel's staff and he told me that I wasn't good enough to play at Ohio State. And that if he were at Ohio State at the time I was getting recruited, I would have never gotten an offer. And that was a signal to me that wow. the mentality had to shift and the work had to be put in. And I think that's really what sparked me off on this track to just put my head down and do the work. And so I became one of those guys who, you know, I did a lot of dirty work and I ended up making some plays that definitely paid off, but it was never about being flashy. It was never about celebrating. It was always about those humble roots coming in as a guy who, you know, maybe coaches didn't think I deserved to play as much as I thought I did. And I had to earn that.
Well, and don't sell yourself short either. You also wound up getting drafted and you played in the National Football League and you ended things on your own accord. And that's the other thing that I've really noticed about you is you talk about, you know, thinking the game and also really you're a guy that thinks well beyond the game too, Joshua.
Yeah, I've been a thinker my whole life. My parents always told me I was an old soul. And I think that really benefited my athletic career. It's benefiting me now that I'm done playing sports because I'm involved in some really awesome things. And I'm just really thankful that I'm put together like that. But for me, it was a lot of the mental game. You know, it was a ton of tape. I had a routine, Curtis Grant, my guy. We'd go in there on Mondays, which was our day off, and we'd get Moe's right there on Lane Avenue, get some nice Mexican food.
Absolutely.
And then head into the Woody. And we would watch tape. And that was our Monday routine. We'd go in after practice, you know, just day by day, and we'd watch the breakdowns, whether it was, you know, run days on Tuesdays, whether it was the third down package on Wednesdays, the short yardage goal line on Thursdays. We had a real routine, but it was the mental aspect of the game that really did it.
We're catching up with Joshua Perry, the great linebacker, part of the 2014 National Championship squad. I know I've heard you tell that anecdote about Urban when you walked in. Do you think that was completely serious? Was he trying to light a fire in you, or was that just the stone cold truth at the time?
I think it was both. I think it was the truth that I wasn't the type of athlete that fit his mold, and I don't think I had the mentality that he was looking for. But I also do believe that he thought it was somewhere within, and so he was going to motivate it out of me. And it's really interesting because I joke around with him all the time right now about that. And I talk to Coach Meyer probably, you know, once a week or every couple of weeks nowadays, but it's one of the things I bring up, you know, just about every time I talk to him. And I really do appreciate him just being completely honest with me, because when you're a four-star recruit, not a lot of people are that brutally honest with you the first time they meet you.
That's interesting. And there are moments in every athletic journey that just sort of stick with you, and that certainly seems to be one of them for you that really got the motor going. And I can let me do this here. This will be our Big Ten breakdown powered by Honda, celebrating 40 years of manufacturing right here in Ohio. Because you mentioned all the stuff that you're involved in. One of those things clearly with the sports that you're doing, along with working a little bit with the flagship, 97.1 The Fan. You're a guy that's up there a lot now on the Big Ten Network. Why don't you tell everybody how your process got started? I mean, clearly, you had a lot of good things on the resume as far as your playing experience at Ohio State, but we all know in this biz that is simply not enough. You've got to be able to cut it. You've shown that you have, and I feel like every time I pop on the channel, Joshua, you're up there doing something here recently with Buckeye Pro Day that was last week.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative, honestly, of BTN for involving me so much in what they're doing there. And we're trying to figure out a way to get me on the spring game broadcast for Ohio State, so be looking out for that. That'll be a ton of fun. It'll be my first time doing one of those. But it goes back, actually, to when I was in college. I was the cat that Jerry Emig was always rolling out in front of the media because nobody else wanted to do it. And I was like, you know, I'll be the guy. I'll just talk to him and you know, I interviewed well. I used to give out pretty decent insight into what the game was without even thinking about how that was actually a resume builder for when I was done with football. But the year I retired was 2018. I got, The Fan reached out to me. I was doing some coverage there in the pregame, and then I was doing some stuff with Charter Spectrum, built a little bit of a reel. And Big Ten Network reached out, and they were like, hey, you know, we appreciated you as a player. We covered you. You know, we've seen some of your stuff. We'd like to bring you in for an audition. And I flew out to Chicago, had really no intention of what to expect there. I don't think they had a lot of the same either. I don't think they were really trying to bring in another Buckeye to BTN because they always get complaints that we have too many Ohio State guys. But did enough in that interview for, or I guess audition for them to want to include me in their plans moving forward, and then just have been able to expand my presence there over the last season, even through COVID. So it's been a fun journey. Media is what I love to do. I'm involved in a lot of things that I really enjoy, but this one is one of the most fun because even when you're up there on set or when we're doing this radio thing, it's like a couple people at a bar talking sports, and I don't think there's a better job out there than that.
There really isn't, right? And it, once you can just have a comfort level about you, it's just, it's all downhill after that. And I think any fan that remembers all of your press conferences listening in, and certainly any of the media that covered you listening in, they would say probably the first or second time they ever, you know, put a microphone in front of you, they knew like one day if this guy wants to do that in his future, he's going to be able to have it. So congrats on all the success on that front, because it is deserved. Joshua, I'll leave you with this kind of one little current football thing. If you were to give some advice to any of these younger players, freshmen, maybe even some of the guys that are in their first semester at Ohio State going through spring ball, what bits of advice would you get them on just how to get acclimated and really get the ball rolling on your Ohio State career?
I would say football-wise, stay the course and listen to the coaches and listen to the veteran players because they've been through it before. And this is a space that we're in college football where the transfer portal is really attractive. And I won't knock a guy for transferring because it's your career at the end of the day. You have to do what's best. But I think Ohio State is the best place to prepare you to head to the next level. It's the best place to prepare you for life. And maybe it's going to take you a year or two or three before you get your opportunity. But we've seen one-year wonders come out of Ohio State, make a ton of money in the league. And we've also seen guys who maybe didn't play a ton go out there in the real world and make a ton of money and have success. That would be my first thing. Second thing to young Buckeyes is really enjoy and take in the Ohio State University outside of the Woody. Spend time on campus. Get to know your classmates. It is a wonderful university. This is such a beautiful city, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make lifelong memories and lifelong connections. I absolutely appreciated my time at Ohio State, and I'm so excited for any young person, athlete or otherwise, that makes a decision to become a Buckeye because I think it's fantastic.
Joshua Perry, old number 37. He is one of the good ones, everybody. Always appreciate catching up with you. Have a great rest of your week, and let's talk soon, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, and it just, you hear what he says in that last answer there about all the other things beyond the football at Ohio State. And we've been hearing from some guys in spring ball here that are kind of in that boat where it's taken them 1, 2, 3 years maybe to get some traction. And everything that Joshua just said about the town, about the academics, about the overall experience at the university, that is a big reason why people stick it out. And they help out that depth that is in the program that's on the roster right now, because everything else is so grade A at this point. It's awesome. Hey, the Ohio State 4-Miler presented by Byers Auto, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's is going virtual April 16th to the 18th. Fans can run or walk wherever they are, get an official shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. For more and to register, go to ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the 4-Miler goes to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research. Buckeye baseball was awesome this weekend, and the coach, Greg Beals, is going to tell us about it next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safe Light Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. Safe Light Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
And now, Archie Griffin.
football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. If things are changing at your bank, maybe it's time to change banks. Heartland Bank has been proudly supporting the communities they serve since 1911 and encourage Buckeye Nation to buy local and bank local. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State baseball. This is Buckeye Roundtables in the dugout with Coach Greg Beals.
All right, one of my favorite segments of the week, because we get to talk baseball with the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and that's Greg Beals. And Coach, I got to imagine you sweep Indiana, take four straight from the Hoosiers. You letting the guys enjoy that one for at least 24 hours? That was awesome, man.
Yeah, a lot of fun this weekend, Tim. And you know, to sweep a team, to sweep a good team, you know, something that we needed as a ball club, and you've heard me talk before that I believe we got a chance to be pretty darn good this year. Every team goes through that process of figuring out how they're going to win, and in that moment when they learn that and gain that believing feeling. I think we had that this weekend, and yeah, the boys enjoyed it a little bit yesterday, but there's not a whole lot enjoying to do, but because it's T-ton week. We got the school up north this weekend, so man, awesome momentum going into that big week.
You said it. And look, I know it's not a baseball movie, and there's a million good baseball movies that I'm sure you and I love, but I was watching Hoosiers with my boy, and just you saying it right there, it's like the scene where Gene Hackman says to the assistant, like, the boys are really starting to get it right now. It's really fun. It's like that scene of the movie where they're going on their run and they're going on their tear. Maybe you look back at this weekend, and it's these four games. Like you said, there's always these seminal moments in a season where things just click in. So I'm also wondering, like, let's go back to that Seth Lonsway performance on the doubleheader Saturday. Oh, my God. 17 strikeouts. Maybe his most brilliant outing as a Buckeye. And that's saying a lot. The command. We talk about the devastating break on the curve everyone knows about. He had an inning where he retired the side in 9 pitches with 9 strikes. Was there talk in the clubhouse afterwards, Greg, about what he could have done in a 9-inning game?
No, we didn't talk much about it, you know, and because, I mean, it is what it is. It was a 7-inning game. It was so good. It's like, let's not even, like, how do you even say, like, well, what could have been? Like, he just punched out 17 guys in a 7-inning game. Like, that's good. We'll take it. W for the Buckeyes. Let's move on to game 2.
It was unbelievable. And just the fact that you have to put it behind you and go on to the next thing. The other thing I was curious about, when you know that there's going to be droves of scouts showing up at one of your games, does that circulate? Does that get talked about? I can see how guys would want to step up their games to impress.
Well, it's, you can't hide it, you know? I mean, they're sitting up there left behind home plate with radar guns out, and it's pretty darn obvious for
right.
All the players. But, you know, we have scout days, and we do things, and scouts are at our games regularly, so it becomes pretty much business as usual for the guys. But every now and then, you'll certainly notice a big crowd up there.
Greg Beals talking Buckeye baseball with us here today. The team up near the top of the standings now with a 4-game winning streak. You're in third place now. Coach, I'm wondering what your early take is on having the season being conference only. You're going to get a lot more games in with teams you've got familiarity with. What are the positives and negatives of that?
Well, the positive is that's the the hand that we were dealt. And I think we did a great job as coaches in our conference of formulating a schedule that would allow us to compete the maximum number of games that our conference was letting us do to, being conference only, avoiding the bye weekend, which we talked about last time we were on the show. Like, just those things, I think we did a great job doing that. The cons are is we beat each other up. I mean, we just straight beat each other up. I mean, you see it in basketball. I know it, in baseball. Like, it's just kind of a black and blue conference when you get down to it. So that's the one of the negatives. The other negative is every game's a conference game. Every game's a big game. No midweek games. Tough to develop some of our younger players. And that's the one thing that, from a coach standpoint, we're really missing. We're working hard in between these midweeks. And, we're going to have a scrimmage game tomorrow just to make sure our guys are getting live activity and getting the development they need to be ready when it's their turn.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about one of those young players that I haven't yet in our chats. And shout out to DeZenzo, too, who was just brilliant at the plate yesterday. Don't want to forget about him, your junior. But could you tell us just what you were seeing with Cade Kern when you recruited him? And how is he doing all of this so early on? He leads the team in average hits, RBIs. It's incredible right now.
Well, he's a gifted young man, first of all. I mean, Cade is gifted. He's a very explosive body. And you're doing, I mean, like, he just, his body twitches. Very quickly. He's strong with twitch, and that plays really good to a hitter. He simply stays connected in his swing and hits balls hard. I mean, there's a whole lot of metrics we could go into, but simply he stays connected. His whole body's working, and it's a fast body, which equals balls getting hit hard. And, in the recruiting process, I saw that type of athlete that he was. Most importantly, I knew how he worked. Cade Kern takes himself seriously, takes his game seriously, and is prepared to have success. That's what's fun to watch from a coach standpoint, a young man that has that level of preparation.
Yeah. You combine the gifts with the attitude, then you got a chance for a special player. And Coach, we know who's on the schedule now. You mentioned it earlier on here. It's that week. You got to go on the road now for a couple of weeks. First of all, enjoying the home setup there and getting some crowds. That was awesome. But the Big Ten leader and the rival, that team up north, what's it going to take?
We need to keep going. The word we've been using is climb. We're climbing to find our best and to find our peak, but we're also climbing in the standings. We need to continue that attitude, a climbing attitude, to keep getting better. Keep working hard. The one thing I saw this weekend is just an absolute will to win as a team. Individual success aside, nobody, like, who cares? Whatever it takes, let's beat these guys. And again, that's kind of what we talked about right up front, is that moment, that belief factor, that it factor, whatever it is that all teams have to, in championship situations, have to find. I think we're getting there. I hope that continues to grow this week.
It was almost, Greg, like that buzz from 2019 was there again this weekend. Bucks are hot, right, baby?
We'll take it.
Yeah, I loved it, man. All right, have a great week of practice. Go get them up in Ann Arbor, and we'll talk next week. Hopefully some good things to talk about. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Just too bad that the Buckeyes have to go on the road for two straight weekends before they're going to be back here in Columbus, but that's how it goes. They got some time here at home. It's wild, wild season. The whole entire thing going to late May, all against conference teams. Good job, though. Good job by them this weekend. That was some awesome stuff. Seth Lonsway. Just check out some of the highlights. Go to Ohio State Baseball's Twitter account and just enjoy some of the Seth Lonsway. We've got Matt Andrews, Stephen Means of the Plain Dealer, Skip Mossick, all coming up in the second hour. We'll talk recruiting. We'll get some Roy Williams stories. We'll get a whole lot more. And we'll look at some spring football going on around the state of Ohio. It's all coming up. You guys have Buckeye Roundtable.
Roundtable presented by Byers Auto is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
All right, everybody, we are going to have a jam-packed second hour. Welcome back here, Timmy Hall and Buckeye Roundtable. We'll have Stephen Means. We will have Matt Andrews and Skip Mossick. We're going to do a whole heck of a lot more than that, too, and it's going to start with a look at some spring football. Remember, Buckeye Roundtable is also brought to you in part by Byers Auto.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
All right, one of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is the presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network will honor a high school athlete, or in this case, a collegiate athlete, for their outstanding play and team leadership. This week's recipient is Josh Taylor from Mount St. Joseph in the Heartland Conference. Take a bow. The 6 foot, 205-pound freshman quarterback threw for 227 yards and a touchdown pass. And get this, are you sitting down? He ran for 183 yards and a school record 5 touchdowns. 6 total TDs. Might be the game of the year. He did have a couple of picks. We're being nitpicky, though, for all that he did. Taylor's performance helped lead the Mount to an easy 47-21 win over Bluffton, extended the winning streak to 3, put the record at 3-1 overall. The Lions scored in every quarter in their final home game of the season. You can credit the defense for forcing Bluffton to a 3-and-out on the first drive of the game. Really set the tone there. Then after that, they brought the punter down before he could boot it away. Taylor was in the end zone just 2 plays later on a 9-yard run. After Bluffton took a 7-6 lead, Taylor would then turn on the Jets for a 54-yard touchdown run to go up 12-7. The rest was history. I'm sure third-year head coach Tyler Hopperton is proud of the season they're having thus far. They'll take on Anderson on Saturday at 1:30. Again, congratulations once again to Josh Taylor from Mount St. Joseph, the recipient of this week's Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. Ancoba Insurance, a longtime radio sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time for the American Dairy Association Mideast Spring Football Top Performers.
Yes, we need to kick it around the state of Ohio and shed some more light on spring football. Give some love to the athletes that are out there. They had their fall seasons taken away. We all felt what it was like for Ohio State to take part in that when the Big Ten massively messed it up. It was clunky. COVID was just wrecking everything because there was no wiggle room. Well, the FCS guys and the Division II and the Division III guys, they didn't have a fall season at all, so they're doing it right now. So there is some gridiron action on top of just spring football practice for the FBS guys to pay attention to. So let's move around to some more Division III action. How about Mason McMillan, sophomore linebacker from Mount Union? He was a huge part of the Purple Raiders 20-3 win over Marietta on Friday. It put his team at 3-0. That's not surprising, right, considering the program's pedigree. But the offense had put up north of 50 points in their first 2 wins. So this one was about toughness, getting off the field on third downs, forcing turnovers, and tackling. And Mason McMillan had a big role, or had as big a role in that as anyone on the field. He came away with 13 tackles, a forced fumble, and an interception. And his interception came on Marietta's first drive of the fourth quarter. And on the very next play, Mount Union quarterback Braxton Plunk, what a name, right? He hit Wayne Ruby Jr., also a great name, for a 47-yard touchdown pass and put the game at 20-3. That was the ultimate final score. So an awesome job by McMillan, the former Akron Zip. Head coach Jeff Dart's team will sit and wait for their next opponent. They were supposed to be at Baldwin Wallace on Friday, but that one just got canceled. So April 16th, that'll be a home game against a divisional crossover yet to be determined. Let's stay in Division III right now. How about more action in the Heartland Conference? Give it up to the freshman running back for Defiance, Nazavius Williams, out of Hudson, Florida. He's 5'11", 185 pounds. He went off in the Yellow Jackets' 42-19 win over Anderson with touchdown runs of 32 and 74 yards. He would carry it 19 times for 181 yards. And those two scores, that is a good day. Defiance is going to go to Bluffton on Saturday at 1:30. And Ohio Northern quarterback, we hit him last week. Brody Hahn continues to impress. He threw for 4 more touchdowns, 245 yards, and he ran for 72 yards and a score. Big 35-22 win over Wilmington. The Polar Bears are 3-0, and that sets up a big game against 3-0 Heidelberg at Heidelberg Friday night at 7. Let's see here, flipping through the pages. Division Two. Let's go to Division Two. Finley picked up a dominating 54-6 win over Kentucky Wesleyan on Saturday. Running back Aiden Eubanks went over 100 yards for the first time in his career. He had 16 carries, 104 yards. Brian Benson had 11 carries for 60 yards, and that put Benson over the 2,000 mark for his career. Well done to both of those players, as well as Christopher Jefferson. Scooped and scored, got his second defensive touchdown in as many games for the Oilers. You got to check out some of the uniforms that these schools wear if you haven't done so. Finley's uniforms with the black and the orange and the Oilers with the Derek there on the helmet, it's absolutely phenomenal. And they got the big one coming up in the Great Midwest Conference. Finley at 3-0 will take on 3-0 Ohio Dominican at home on Saturday. That's a 6 o'clock kick. And what a great game it was for the other unbeaten in the Great Midwest. Tiffin beat Hillsdale, on the road, 28-7, improved to 3-0. Quarterback Nick Watson was the man. He started off the game with a rushing touchdown. He wouldn't look back. He was involved with all but one of their touchdowns, 55 yards rushing with the score, 371 yards through the air, 22 of 37 for two touchdowns, no picks. Anthony Lowe, he was brilliant. 11 catches for 170 yards. The FCS report, that's pretty much the Youngstown State report because they're the only ones going on in the state of Ohio at that level. And it was a gut punch for the Penguins. They're having trouble getting in the win column now. They lost to Western Illinois 27-24 on the road. That was this past weekend. They seemingly had it. They were up 24-13 in the third quarter, right after Youngstown grabbed that lead with a field goal. Western would return the ensuing kickoff, 95 yards for a touchdown. Tony Tate was the returner. It was a massive day for Tate. He would catch a 28-yard touchdown pass from Connor Sampson with a little over 6 minutes to go, put Western on top for good. It was his second touchdown catch of the day. Youngstown State drops to 1-5 and will play at Missouri State Saturday at 3 o'clock. So there is your spring football report. Our top performers from around the state, presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, protein-packed, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition athletes need. Coming up next, we'll get back into the spring football spirit. But more than that, we'll hit the latest in Buckeye football recruiting as we go on the trail with Stephen Means of the Plain Dealer as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Sherrodale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Sherrodale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Good to be back here with all of you fine Buckeye fans. Timmy Hall, it's the Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Pre-game or post-game, nothing beats fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers dipped in craveable cane sauce, made fresh daily in their kitchens. It's their one love. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtable's On the Trail.
It is. We can talk anything with this guy. He covers Buckeye basketball, Buckeye football, dialed in, like you heard, on the recruiting scene. Steven Means from the Plant Dealer. Steven, good to talk to you, man. We got a little National Championship Monday here. I love title game Mondays. It's great.
Yeah, you know, it'd be better, obviously, if Ohio State was playing it. But listen, I mean, we got the two best teams in the country. They've been that all year, so it's only fitting that those two get a chance to duke it out, especially since the game was actually canceled during the regular season.
Yes, that is the thing. And as wacky as the tournament is, somehow we end up with the two best, most consistent teams all year long that were ranked one and two the most for the season. But we got to start here since we touched on basketball. Jalen Suggs has been brought up here in the last couple of days and how he was being recruited. We knew he was being recruited as a football player, but for the life of me, I did not remember that he was got an offer to play at Ohio State, because clearly he was leaning towards becoming a basketball star. But isn't it wild just to wonder, what if, I mean, seeing him hit that shot and just getting Ryan Day's sort of memories this morning on the Zoom call of him taking that in and what a classic basketball game it was, and to think about how he's there at the Woody a couple years ago getting some advice from Ryan Day. It's just too wild to even think about.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. You shouldn't be allowed to be that good at two different sports like that. I think you should have to pick one that you're a five-star at and everything else you have to suck at. He was actually a top 200, top 150 recruit before it was pretty clear that he wasn't going to focus on football. So, of course, if you go look at his 247 sports ranking now, he's in the lower 300s. But if you watch that kid's highlight tape, there's a reason Ohio State offered that. It's right. You got to think when he got that offer. We're talking Urban Meyer's Ohio State, dual threat quarterbacks, you know, where it's run first, a lot of read option, JT Barrett, you know, Braxton Miller type stuff. He was doing all that in high school. He would dominate a high school football game, and then he'd go right into basketball season where he was playing with Chet Holmgren, and they were dominating the country in that as well. So this is not, that's not fair. You shouldn't be good at two different sports like that. It should be outlawed.
You know what, though? I will go the other way on that, Steven, because in an age where all the youth sports out there, I won't say all, but you certainly feel the pressure with travel leagues and AAU that you have to specialize at such a young age. And it's so good to see some youngsters out there that are playing multiple sports and proving how it can be done. This was a week, right, where we saw Shohei Ohtani go out there and pitch and then hit a 450-foot bomb in the first inning. Like, it was awesome. And I'm with you. I don't think Jalen Suggs, seeing his gusto and just his swagger that he has now, he would not have Tate Martell'd his way out of here if he was going to pick the QB.
Oh, no, he'd have been awesome. And I do agree with you. I think there is value in being a multi-sport athlete. I mean, you hear Ryan Day talk about it all the time. He talks about guys like Garrett Wilson. What makes him such a great slot receiver? Well, his background as a basketball player and some of the things and aspects that transfer over into that. So, yeah, listen, I think
Fields
it's not
in baseball,
fair.
Too, right?
Yeah, Fields in baseball. I mean, you see so many quarterbacks who are also elite baseball players. Kyler Murray. I mean, that kid got drafted in both. So, it obviously has paid off, and at this point, yes, you choose the one where you have the better future. And Justin Fields, it was football. For Jalen Suggs, it was basketball. And as we're seeing here, clearly it's his best one because he hasn't lost a college basketball game yet.
We're talking with Steven Means from the Plain Dealer. He's here on Buckeye Roundtable, our guest. And hey, man, if we look at the 2022 slate real quick, it's led by Quinn Ewers. We know all about him, and this is ridiculous. You think of the three quarterbacks that we got right now, then you throw in a Quinn Ewers. But if we're looking for that next commitment, is it both lines of scrimmages right now? Next up on the to-do list, is it Walter Nolan and then Zach Rice? Or who else have we got a shot at right now?
I think the one you want to pay the most attention, yes, obviously Walter Nolan being the number two player in the country and the number one defensive tackle in the country. And what that would mean, that would put Ohio State in a category with Texas, Ole Miss, and Clemson as schools who have had the best offensive player and the best defensive player in the recruiting class commit to their school. So that's how rare that is. And yes, Zach Rice is the top tackle in the country. So yes, those are the crown jewels of what Ohio State wants to do for the rest of this class. But the guy you really want to pay attention to right now is Keontae Goodwin out of Indianapolis. He's actually a Kentucky native, which is why now Kentucky is starting to maybe ramble up some things here and get some crystal balls going the way. But he's the main one you want to watch because there are some lessons there. He's a guy who might be a five-star tackle by the time we get to signing day. He has shot up the rankings from a guy who was in the mid-300s to mid-200s, and now he's a top 50 recruit. He's lost 100 pounds over the last few years, so now he looks the part. And that guy has been crystal ball to Ohio State for 6-7 months at this point, kind of similar to how J.C. Latham, who ended up being a top three player in the 2021 recruiting class, was before ultimately Alabama came in and swung all that momentum into their favor and ended up winning that battle. Ohio State needs a five-star tackle, and yes, Zach Rice is the cream of the crop there, but if you've got a guy like Keyonte Goodwin who's got this much momentum towards your program, you have to land that kid and do everything in your power to make sure that happens.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steven. And just to see a dude who's that young, that's already 6'7" and 300, it's a little hard to contemplate. I'll leave you with this, because this is a perfect year and a perfect time to talk about what this is. Like, could you make an argument that this is the year for Ohio State to lose and try to replenish some of these position groups? Like, I mean, losing the talented linebackers, and I would say losing some talented corners, but really Sean Wade's the only one that's going away. They need to improve there. But this is the time where you're recruiting flexes, because every other program in America is going through the same things with lost practice time and getting through this pandemic. Are we on to something in that thought bubble there?
Yeah, I think this is where, you know, the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Clemsons and whatnot, where, you know, depth matters, and the fact that you're putting four or five straight top five recruiting classes together where talent can kind of win out. Let's just be honest here. Talent got Ohio State to the national championship last year. When you have that much go wrong because of a pandemic and you can lean back on, you've got the first or second best quarterback in the country, depending on which side of the fence you fall on, with the Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields as college quarterbacks. And then Sean Wade was the fourth best defensive back last year in 2019. Think about that for a second. That guy was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Whether he played like it all year or not, that guy won that award. A year ago, he was the fourth best defensive back, playing in a backfield with Jeff Okuda and Damon Arnette and Jordan Fuller.
Unreal.
But yeah, this is where the elite talented teams get to flex off their recruiting muscles. They lose Chase Young. Okay, that's fine. We've got Tyreek Smith, we've got Zach Harrison, we got Jonathan Cooper. Okay, you lost Jonathan Cooper. Well, Jack Sawyer is the number three player in the country and a five-star kid in his own right. Ohio State just put out a video where Chase Young is watching practice and Jack Sawyer makes a move, and it's got Chase Young cursing. The number two pick in the NFL draft is in awe of an 18-year-old who's been on campus for 2 months already. So, yeah, this is where they get to flex their muscles. And also, yes, they have some places where they need to revamp the recruiting a little bit now that you've got a solid coaching staff. But for the most part, yeah, Ohio State's one of those places where if you lose a five-star recruit All-American, the guy behind him might be a top 10 pick.
From fourth best on the team 1 year, yeah, to being named the Big Ten's best DB the next year. That's what they're doing. That's what they do here. Steven, fun talking with you, man. Enjoy the title game tonight.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. All right, there goes Steven Means of the Plain Dealer. Read all his stuff there. Do yourself a favor. Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com and save $2 on any order over $20. And your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. We will hook back into the network and hit all things Buckeyes with Matt Andrews as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. We'll be right back.
Hey Buckeye fans, Paul Keels here. As you may know, Cardinal Health and Ohio State Athletics are both working to stop the spread of COVID in our communities. With this in mind, you probably have questions about the vaccine. First, experts agree the vaccine is safe and effective. Now's the time to talk to your healthcare provider and to make a plan for how you'll get vaccinated. And of course, continue to follow the safety protocols. Mask up, keep our distance, and wash your hands. For more info on how you can learn more, visit coronavirus.ohio.gov. Cardinal Health, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Sherrodale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Sugardale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Strike 1-2 to Senzo on the way, and Zach swings and drives it down the left field line. Base hit, goes to the wall. Erland scores. Sweep of Indiana. Sweep. Buckeyes sweep the Hoosiers in four straight. Zach DeCinzo shot it to the left field corner, scoring Irwin from second. The Buckeyes rally in the eighth, and now they've mobbed DeCinzo at short. Ohio State brings out the brooms and beats IU today 4-3.
Mob scene on the diamond. We're going to talk to that guy in just a minute. Just a dude calling some ball, Matt Andrews. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
It's time for the Elk and Elk Report from Learfield IMG College on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
All right, real quick look at the football team's injury situation. We learned something new today from head coach Ryan Day, and that's that redshirt freshman linebacker Mitchell Melton, who Al Washington, the linebacker's coach, was really, really high on. I mean, you like this guy. Really athletic, going to be someone that makes a sizable impact here at Ohio State in the future. And we it looks like Bucknuts learned that he was dealing with an ACL issue. He was seen on crutches. Ryan Day called it a long-term injury. He's going to miss several months. He will be out for spring ball. Team's also without some key defensive backs, but it's spring ball giving some of those young guys who will be needed a chance to step up. Seven Banks and Cameron Brown, who are possibly seen to be the two starting cornerbacks, are the guys that are out. So our injury report was presented by Elk and Elk. Serious fans for Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks.
This is Buckeye Roundtable's All Things Buckeyes with Matt Andrews.
You know, I did that on purpose, Matt. What's it like to sit back and listen to your own work, your own play-by-play call?
Well, it's flattering. Thank you for playing that. And I felt like it was a great moment for the team, as you said earlier, for the boys. They certainly got hot this weekend, but this is a good team, and they're playing now, I think, a little bit more like we expected. It's something that, you know, and again, when it's replayed, you better nail it. You better get it right. I felt good about that one, but that's part of the intrigue and the love of what we do and just being able to deliver that big moment. And, hey, you just hope you don't screw the next one up, frankly.
I know you're very interested in that. It's because when you were a boy, you kind of knew what you wanted to do. You were the kid with the radio at the head of the bed.
Legitimately.
I had one, too. Like, I actually had a little headboard on my bed that had a spot for my radio. It was just the simple CD player / radio. But I wasn't like you. Like, I don't necessarily remember, like, if I, you know, knew the Orioles play-by-play guy's name, like, when I was a kid. Like, it wasn't like you with Brenneman with the Cincinnati Reds. But I listened to any kind of sports talk radio. I think I was listening to AM stations from all over the Eastern Seaboard, where I grew up in Virginia. That's how it worked. But when you talk about getting a call like that at the end of the game, like, how much would you go back to a call like you just heard and listen and just sort of analyze how you did and how you reacted in that moment? Because Jim Nantz said something really funny to me. I got a chance to get a book signed by him when I went out to the U.S. Open. This was way back. It was actually the classic Tiger Woods Rocco U.S. Open. And he was there because he didn't have to call it because NBC had the coverage. And when we were chatting about like how I was a Kansas grad, he asked if I liked the call for the championship. You know, like it had just happened. Like it was a couple months earlier, and it said something like the Rock Chalk Championship, and it made me think, like, huh, like did you script that out beforehand? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I'm not big into the scripting stuff. I prefer it to be a little bit natural, and that I felt like was what was pretty good about that call, because DeCenzo had three hits. That was his fourth, and you know, Bob and I are sitting up there in the booth. Bob Spears, my broadcast partner, frankly, Easter Sunday, we don't want extra innings in this game now, and he right. gets it done, and it was just kind of the emotional reaction, and I've tried to learn that over my two decades now of doing baseball on the radio professionally, and so. But to your point about the Rock Chalk Championship call that you mentioned with Nance, and I took a little bit of grief yesterday from a fan or two from the Hoosiers who was listening to our broadcast. So this year, with little TV coverage and with very little from the university in terms of a production staff, they're putting our audio, which is nice of them, from our network, on the broadcast TV feed, the video feed on the internet. And some Indiana fans, obviously, they want to hear a more neutral call.
Thought it was too homer, but you're the home team.
I'm a Buckeye broadcaster. You're darn right I'm going to be a homer. And now, it's as you said, though, with Nance, it's completely different. But he's got to have something the other lasting. And I think we all know that Jim Nance is one of the best to ever do it. And I'm sure he's got something creative tonight for whoever wins. But, yeah, when you're calling the game as we are for our team, I prefer it to be spontaneous and exciting. And so we had fun with it this weekend for sure.
Well, Matt, he actually does – his football's great too. He does football for our flagship for 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. And, of course, you hear him do women's basketball. And whenever there's a football conflict, he will step up and do a great job doing men's basketball. I'm just wondering, when you have a Hall of Famer like Paul Keels, just how much do you just soak that in?
110%. I had my review this week with our station there, Tim, and that's just learning and seeing it. And that's the thing with Paul. You learn, and I remember listening to Paul in the early 90s call Cincinnati Bearcats games and just listening and not only listening, but now watching and seeing his work and seeing how he does and how he prepares and how he handles a call-in show and how he handles these daily shows and then all the responsibility with the coaches when we're normally around these guys, seeing how he works at the press conference. So it's critical. It's very, very important. And I had a great chance to be assisted in my baseball career by a former Reds broadcaster for 9 years, Jim Kelch. Got to know Marty Brenneman fairly well, and you just listen to these people, and I think you learn a lot by watching guys that you work around within your profession and in your leagues. So but hey, the bottom line is it was a heck of a weekend for Buckeye baseball, and I just tweeted it. They just jumped right back into the league race. They're only a game and a half out, and now sure. one game back of Michigan, who got thumped today at Maryland 17-7. So they're going to go up there in Ann Arbor, and if they get 2 of 3, they'll blow right by Michigan in the standings.
Matt, I'll leave you with this as I ask you one about spring football here. And we talked to Joshua Perry earlier in the show, and I know you know him well, and you've gotten to work with him doing high school football, and he's fantastic, right? And he is,
yes.
He's one of those guys you would point to and say you're proud that he's an Ohio State Buckeye, and everything that he goes out and takes to the real world. Now, you get to interview a lot of these football players, and I know we've had some turnover here, but who are some of these guys that are going to be more the core of this team coming up in 21 that, you know, you've interviewed a lot in the past, gotten to know them a little bit. You're just excited about what they're going to bring to the football field.
Well, certainly some of the offensive linemen that return, the Thayer Munford is back, and you look at Master Teague, a running back that's returned, and a couple on the defensive line. You know, we haven't had a bunch of Zach Harrison, but a little bit we did, and we covered him doing high school games. But to your point about Joshua Perry, and I heard your interview with him on the show earlier, Tim, he made a great observation. Like, his preparation for what he's doing now successfully at a very high level at the network, doing games, you heard him mention he might try to do some of the BTN broadcast of the spring game. That all was developed kind of through those moments when he was a student athlete doing the interviewing. by being interviewed by other reporters. So it's a great lesson, I think, for some of these young guys. But one of the, you know, some of the best we've ever talked to, obviously, you go right down the list. I mean, JT Barrett was always great with an interview. Jonathan Cooper, man, Billy Price, Pat Elflein, just to name a couple. But these guys that can sit there and accept the fact that this is part of it. And Jerry Emig and his staff do a great job of teaching that. But by being ready, by being forthright with your answers, by being mannerly, it all builds and it's seen. You know, these guys are viewed by all this media. Can they handle this? And if they can, you're probably going to have something down the road when you're done. When you're done at this great university.
And Joshua knew what he was doing.
He clearly
did. Matt, good stuff, man. We'll catch up next week. Have a great rest of your week, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tim. Take care.
Yep. No doubt about it. There's Matt Andrews. And hey, the best party you're going to find on your radio dial this Monday night is coming up next with our pal Skip Mossick. I'm told he's got Roy stories as fresh as the Buckeyes' recent visit to Chapel Hill. Skip is next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
It is a lovely Monday night here in the state of Ohio, and wherever you are, thank you very much for listening. I'm Timmy Hall. It's Buckeye Roundtable, and Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Encova Insurance.
From the Charlie Bears Land of Dance in Whitehall, it's time for the Skip Mossick Dance Party on Buckeye Roundtable.
Yeah, it's the best open in radio, and it's our pal Skip. How you doing this Monday, man?
Timmy, I got my second COVID dose today. I'm 2 weeks out from rejoining the world. I can't wait.
I got my first dose on Saturday. I started day with it. I drove to Van Wert, good old Van Wert, Ohio, near the Indiana border.
You should have told me. Yeah, you could have stopped over.
I went 2 hours.
Our fine affiliate over there, WERT and WKSD, there in Paulding, and say hi to Chris Roberts and Dave Roach over there. They would have loved to have seen you.
You are impressive, my friend. Did they really get the call letters WERT? That's
how about that
for work?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm sorry you had to drive all the way over there though to get it. Wow,
it was, dude. It was worth it. I mean, during the pandemic, I mean, here for our day jobs, we for the most part have been in home studios, so there hasn't been much wear and tear on the vehicles. We're lucky to say that. So I thought it was great. I listened to a couple of podcasts and boom, boom, back I go, and we're here. Now, when we were doing some prep for this, you said I've got some Roy stories, and you know how much I love college basketball, and I really loved that performance when Chris Holtmann and the guys went in to the Dean Dome, because I used to work and live out there and covered a lot of games at NC State, Duke, and North Carolina. So the blue, it's just, it's so baby blue in there. It gets into your skin in that arena. And to see the Buckeyes do what they did, I thought it was great. But what have you got to say about Roy and how we know Hubert Davis just got the gig too?
Sure. And we wish him nothing but the best down there as well. I think it's pretty cool that they're going to give Davis a shot. But the weird thing that happened on this most recent trip there to Carolina, Tim, and it was so odd that I even asked the guys that were there is when you show up to the shoot around, you typically just, the bus rolls in and the players get out, they walk in the arena, they change their shoes, whatever, and they're just going and they start their deal. Well, when we got there that day, there's Roy to meet the team. And I've never seen that happen before with an opposing coach, where he's welcoming in to meet Coach Holtmann and to meet the guys, and he's just saying, "What, boys? Yeah, welcome, man. Da, 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 you're welcome." Now, again, I don't think I just couldn't help but think it was a bit of gamesmanship that was going on at the time, because he didn't do that the previous time down there. He did not do that when Scooney and the guys were in Lawrence, I want to say in 99. It just seemed odd. And I asked Ronnie Stokes at the time if he'd ever seen that happen. I had a chance to visit with Jay Billis, who was there watching Shoot Around as well, working that night for ESPN. I go, "Jay, have you ever seen the home coach welcome a visiting team into the Shoot Around?" Of course, he's a Duke guy, but still, he was like, "No, never seen that happen forever." It was just odd. But then again, it could have just down home country, just welcome to town, boys. Great, glad you're here. And then Ohio State blew him out of the gym the next night or that night.
That's unbelievable. And I think just being around a little bit longer, I think as time passes, what's important to you changes a little bit. And sure. I think that was Roy just being genuine and being a nice guy. And I've tried not to be a cynic in recent years, because it's been fun for me to be a Roy hater just with my history at Kansas. And you know how
he's a Hall
is.
Of like Famer. Yeah, I got nothing but appreciate everything that he's done and lots of respect for him. It was just odd at the time. But go ahead.
He won 3 national championships, you know? Like, how can you hold that against him? And in only 33 years of coaching, he won over 900 games, and his only 2 stops are Kansas and North Carolina. It's simply incredible. But what I was going to say is, it's easy to understand now, because Chris Holtmann, he probably maybe started to get to know him a little bit when he had his time at Gardner-Webb, right? You would think.
Sure, sure.
He was in North Carolina as a young up-and-coming coach, and Chris Holtmann's had on one of the shows, I think Dokich and Mark Packer on Sirius, and he said that he thought Roy was the most underrated coach. I just thought those comments were so interesting from Holtmann. And we know how much Chris he loves the guy. He really likes him, and his experiences with Roy have always been really good. So I've tried not to, because I had one little brush with him. I told you how I had a great one when I had a brush with him as a bag guy at a country club in Lawrence, Kansas. But later on, when I was working in Raleigh, Durham, I felt like I was kind of brushed off by Roy. And you know how things can just stick with you for a long time, right? And then I finally had just to say, you know what? He probably was busy and had to get out. It was like at the end of like a Hall of Fame speech at the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. And I thought like he would see me and remember me from Lawrence, and he'd want to chat. I'm like, what am I thinking? Like, he's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. He's got some things to do. Let bygones be bygones. But it's great that Chris Holtmann is being so highly thought of, isn't it? And getting mentioned
Absolutely.
For gigs like this.
Absolutely it is. I'm just glad he's happy here, and obviously a lot of people around the country think highly of the job he's doing, and Ohio State is thought highly of, as far as the not too early polls or whatever that's are released unbelievably even before the championship game.
Skip, the other thing that we saw today, and it's up at the website right now, ohiostatebuckeyes.com, Mike Sensabaugh, he was a member of the 1968 national championship team. This guy was an All-American. He was all everything. 3-year letter winner, playing for Woody Hayes. He passed away a few days ago. He passed away on Wednesday, sure. 72 years old. So certainly our thoughts and everything with his friends and family right now.
And he and all of his teammates on that team, Tim, I mean, you know, everybody knows I've been there since dirt or whatever. And I had a chance, you know, so 35 years ago, I'm just starting out. And we have all of these guys that part of the 68 team because, you know, at those times, that was the last championship team. And so we'd always reach out to Sensenball and everybody we can get a hold of from that team. And they couldn't be any more gracious to come on with us throughout the years. And this is long before there was sports radio or whatnot, but they would still come on with us and talk about those memories of that 68 season, those super sophomores. And again, just condolences to his family. And my time with him, what a very genuine and very nice
man. That's cool. And I was reading something. It said that donations to honor him can be made to the Concussion Legacy Foundation. That's concussionfoundation.org. Just reading that from the release at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. Last thing, Skip, for all the stuff you do with all the different sports here at Ohio State, we know you love golf as much as any of them. You got a Masters pick for this weekend?
Wow. I was thinking about that earlier today, Tim, and somebody asked me if I would take DJ or the field. And I said, well, I would definitely take the field.
I'm a field guy. Come on.
Taking that. But that being said, Dustin Johnson, I think, is by far your favorite to win this week. But that being said, it pains me to think that Rory could come out and he's just been so kind of inconsistent is too nice of a word the last couple of years. But boy,
he can't win a major. He just can't win a major, and he's still so flipping good. And Spieth just won yesterday, so
I know I'm not buying that just yet. It's just he's too wild for me, and I know you can get away with it there at Augusta National, but that's why you know DJ and DeChambeau and guys like that I think are your favorites along with Rom. But I'm just hoping for a good week, good weather, and some great golf coming up throughout this weekend at Augusta National. One of my favorite weeks of the year.
Mine too, man. Skip Mossick, thanks for the dance party. Party on, Skip.
Tell you what, Timmy, party on. We look forward to next week, the season finale.
I cannot wait for that. I mean, I can wait. I wish we were just going all year long, but it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be one for the ages. There goes Skip Mossick with the dance party. We'll take that trip around the block, and get you caught up on everything else happening in the Ohio State Athletics Department as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
This is
the Ohio State Sports Network
from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you on this fine Monday. It's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Talked to the bosses, told them that my 9-year-old was suggesting a switch to Buckeye Square Table. They didn't go for that. The other thing that I suggested, since this winter and spring edition has mostly been me and one other person at all times, it hasn't been like the normal football season show where it's four guys, I suggested Buckeye Bistro Table, which is, you know, essentially just two chairs. Right? Have you ever seen a bistro table that had more than two chairs? You can barely like fit a couple of saucers and a coffee cup on that. So that could have been the other one, but we're sticking with Buckeye Roundtable because it's got some history and it's worked. Byers Auto Group's overall aim is to achieve a positive impact on society. The family-owned and operated company has a vision that goes beyond products and profits, and by giving back to the community, they're creating a stable society for their 850 employees and future generations to live within.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtable's Around the Block O.
All right, so our Papa John's delivery of the game, presented by Papa John's. And thanks again to them for catering tonight's show. That's been awesome of them every single week. Really appreciate it. It has to be Seth Lonsway on the baseball team. This guy is a bona fide stud. We've talked to Beals every week. The break on his curveball is absolutely devastating. It's treacherous. And when he locks in, he's unhittable. Guys, he had 17 strikeouts in his performance over the weekend against Indiana. Complete game shutout. And he gave up two hits. But it was a seven-inning game. He had 17 strikeouts in a seven-inning doubleheader game. I've never heard of anything like that. If it was a nine-inning game, I'm sure he would have gotten the other six. Would have had 23 strikeouts. So, amazing. Hey, the women's volleyball team, heck of a season. They got a much-deserved ninth overall seed in the NCAA tournament. That means, as a top 16, they get the first round bye. They're 15-3. Jen Flynn Oldenburg's first year's coach. Congrats to her. Although I know she'd want me to hold off on the congratulations right now. Kind of like other tourneys, this whole thing is going to be bubbled, and it's in Omaha at the CHI Health Center Omaha. The Bucks will get the winner of Missouri and South Dakota in the second round. They also have 1-seed Wisconsin, 8-seed Florida, 16-seeded BYU in their region. So good luck, Bucks. First time in the tourney since 2016. Little men's soccer news. The boys, they're going to start playing the Big Ten tournament. They will pick up play as the 7-seed on Saturday at Penn State. Penn State is the 2-seed. Times are still to be announced, and they would get the winner. They're in the bottom of the bracket there. They'd get the winner of 3-seeded Michigan and 6-seeded Michigan State. So look out for that. And good work by Buckeye sophomore Mackenzie Alessi of the field hockey team. I know there have been some struggles this year for the team, but great to see him get the win on Friday, 5-0. She had 3 goals and an assist. Then on Saturday, they won again 6-0 as they beat the Indiana Hoosiers. She had another 3 goals in that one, and for that, she was awarded Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week honors. Congrats. The Bucks will take on Michigan State for their final two home games of the season. First one is Friday. And Tanner Lozinski, Buckeye hockey alum, he had his debut with the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday. Absolutely awesome stuff. Thanks to all the guests. Don't have time to name them all again, but they were awesome. It was a whole lot of fun, and we'll do it again. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Papa John's, and by Byers Auto. For our producer, Eric Reeser, I'm Timmy Hall. Thanks for listening from Learfield IMG College. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.